Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to this March the 20th edition of Team Liberty Radio. I am your host, Shane LaCroix. In the next 30 minutes, we'll be looking at a variety of issues. The first starting with dealing with attacks of liberals. Also, we'll be looking at the upcoming primary schedule and what happened this past March the 15th with the elections. And also, we'll be looking at the delegate count as of today. Our programming note before we continue any further, next Sunday is Easter. We will not be having a show next Sunday. I may have it on Saturday, or I may just wait till the first Sunday in March have it. Either way, there will be an article put out, like usual, every Wednesday or Thursday and every Sunday. The article dealing with this show will be posted sometime this evening. I am still currently working on it. But next week's show, there will not be one on Sunday, as stated before. There might be one on Saturday or maybe change to the first Sunday in April. But without further ado, we're going to go ahead and start with our show. And first off, I'm going to start with the attack for my last article that came out last Sunday, the article dealing with Obama says he has no excuse to dividing America. Well, when that article was posted in one of the groups that I am in on Facebook, for my articles, whether people disagree or agree, they usually comment. I'm usually get my fair share of criticism, which does not bother me. But in one group that I am, this one guy from California, he started with the standard operating procedure of all right-wing liberals. And I asked him with my last response to him to come onto the show, and we'd have a discussion on this about this. Well, I see he has not come in the show. Anyway, if anybody else would like to call in or comment, our call-in number is 845-277-9109. We do also have a chat board for you to chat your questions entered in. I will answer them on the show. Or if you want to disagree with me, I enjoy a friendly sparring session or debate. I will respect your point of view as long as you respect mine. But continue on with this very, and I will, laughable attack that I received. You know, in war or in debating, they say when you ride over to enemy, you'll take fire and start getting attacked. And you know you're doing your job when you have people talking and causing a controversy. And boy, did I stir up one controversy with my May the 13th article on Obama says he has not contributed to dividing America. And folks, this guy from California, he started with the ad hominem attack, which is a logical fallacy, and he is a self-defeater. He defeated his whole point. So we're going to cover some of his comments towards me during the show. But what an ad hominem attack is, this fallacy means really against the man. This is a classic debate tactic. Instead of attacking an argument validity, the debater will instead attack the one's opponent. In other words, instead of giving me reasons why Obama had not divided his country, this Michael from California decided to attack me personally, and honestly, folks, I thought it was hilarious with his verbal attacks against me. I do not take anything personally when you come at me. But if you cannot give a valid argument on what you're debating instead of going to personal attacks, then I lose all interest. I can find it laughable. Anyway, his attack was more of a New Age liberal verbal barrage. And in his first response to me, he called me racist, which is the key word of all liberals. If you don't agree with their opinions, that's the first thing they throw out is, you're racist against blacks. Well, I have, Michael, if you are somehow listening, which I doubt you are, first off, I'm not racist. I'm of English, Netherlands, Native American descent, with a little bit of French with my last name, Lacroix. My family has Hispanic in it, has Chinese in it. So for your self-loathing breakdown of people trying to call me racist, that does not work with me. But anyway, his response to that first one, this is what I said. I think it is laughable with your personal attack and name-calling, but in a moment of serious discussion, not only is the Republicans to blame, but is also the Democrats for dividing America. But do give me examples on how Obama has united this nation. Then he come back with the famous line, I refuse to dignify stupid questions with an answer. It doesn't deserve one. Okay, folks, he was saying my article from Obama's own words, where Obama has divided this nation, he said Obama didn't divide the nation. I asked him to give me examples where, and he comes out with, I refuse to dignify a stupid question with an answer. It doesn't deserve one. Then I text back. I said, you prove my point exactly in refusing to give me an answer with another personal attack. And then he comes out and goes, typical stupid conservative response. You haven't even made a point, and think you did. All you did was ask a worthless question, which will start you regurgitating. And this guy cussed, but I'm going to turn him into lane since my show is a family show. He said, dumb but worthless conservatives talking points based on lies. Then he started a conservative. I didn't drop down to his level. I just made simple statements, a typical answer of a liberal in an ad hominem attack. When they cannot provide any evidence to back up their claim or ask to give examples, and unless you can prove me wrong and prove that Obama has united the nation, then you really have nothing else to say on the subject. Then he comes back with the, sorry, I am not playing the conservative debunk the lies that I believe in game. I don't have to prove crap to you, and you haven't proved crap to me either. Everything you believe is true, you get from, everything that you believe is true is what you get from Fox News. Hey, first off, Michael, I don't watch Fox News. I cannot stand Fox News, which is a watered-down Democratic version sponsored by Rupert Murdoch, who supports Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Kasich. So I can't stand the Clinton News Network, Fox News, MSNBC, any mainstream media I have no use for. But then he calls me, or some other form of toxic conservative media, or some Republican butthole congressman paid to lie his But hey, both sides. I don't even believe in the Republican or Democratic Party, Michael. I am a constitutionalist. Believe in the Constitution of the United States of America. I think we should do away with the two-party system. To me, it's two heads of the same monster. You have two puppets controlled by one puppet master, the New World Order, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, George Soros, fact. Then he goes on to say, the only Americans left calling themselves conservatives are idiots and racists. See the common attack point given there, calling people racist. The reality now is that if you vote as a registered Republican, a conservative Democrat, or a conservative Independent, you are voting in favor of racism, victimizing the poor, the handicapped, the elderly, and children, and supporting the fascist corporate oligarchy running the GOP and conservative Democratic Independent politicians. Excuse me, Michael, both parties are corrupt. I don't vote neither way. I vote for the person, not the man. And if you even took time to research my articles or research my show, you would find that out instead of dropping all the personal attacks and name calling, which is truly laughable. And then I turned it back on. I said, going with the personal attacks again. I see. Because you are dodging my question. If you have such a strong case, then you should be able to provide evidence for your claim. It is not a game, it is called logic. Then he came up with his last response, which was almost a novel, folks. I'm going to try to read it to you before we go along with my final response and then the rest of the show. His final act was, he calls me out, he goes, Shane, there is no point debating or proving anything to arrogant psychopath conservatives like yourself. Again, with the personal attacks and name calling. Who will defend their faults ideologically to death. I've gone through this dance with other conservatives, and I'm not wasting any more of my time doing it again. You probably are just another paid conservative troll or a self-motivated ideological troll, so self-righteously enormed with the conservative, inhumane, anti-Christian, un-American agenda that you have become delusional. Well, Michael, first off, again, you are so dead wrong on your assessment. I don't believe in the two-party system. I'm a believer of the founding father, George Washington. I'm probably more American than you ever will be. Probably didn't even serve your nation in the military as some of us have. An anti-Christian agenda, not, I'm 100% if you've even listened to the show, 100% believer in Christ our Father Almighty, who gave his life for us, which we'll celebrate his resurrection next Sunday. But to go on, he goes, I could waste a lot of my time and energy bring you example after example about how Obama tried to unify this country while you deny everything I present, which you cannot, or you had already brought it. You never produce any evidence of how Obama divided, polarized this country by doing anything else but being black. I don't care if you're a purple polka dot of penguin. When you push the agenda that Obama has in his 7-plus years of office, then that's all you got to say to me. Just proven by his body of work while he's been in there. I think Obama, Hillary Clinton, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid all should be put in jail. But to go on with what he was saying, I danced with 8 psychopaths like you before and stopped doing it. I am not doing it now. You go ahead with your hate, false logic, and toxic racism based on sedatist, conservative lies, and mental reservations. And keep on putting on your crappy, retard, retread propaganda on your little internet mag for the Bush Zionazi cabal, syndicate of the Rothschild Kazarian mafia, affiliated Luciferian oligarchy Illuminati groups. Well, Michael, if you've even listened to any part of my show, you will first know that I cannot stand the Bushes, which just is laughable. Nazi? Oh, my dear Michael, you are such a right-wing liberal, self-righteous type. I didn't even know I was a Bush Zionazi cabal or a part of the Rothschild Mafia. Thanks for letting me know that, even though it's not true. This is profitable. And then saying that I get paid for this, I wish I did. This has done all of my time for myself. Because I want to restore this country back to the way our founding fathers created this nation. But he goes on and cusses me some more, folks. And then his final thing, he goes, I will not be wasting my time responding to anything else you say, so go ahead and spew some more of your hateful mental diarrhea on this post and save face with any other conservative, draconian troglodytes who may read this thread attached to your big lie you posted above. May the infinite creator show you the errors of your service to self life. Goodbye. Wow. Anybody knows me, know I'm far from myself. I go out of my way to help others, Michael. So my last response to him was, Michael, since you want to take the standard operating procedure and keep with the personal attacks and offer no evidence to back up your claims, then my last response will be to say, may God show you the error of your ways. And my final response will be brief on my show Sunday at 6 p.m. And you can catch it right here, which I put the address to this website. I'm waiting for him to either pop in on the chat board or call in, which he hasn't. I checked as of yesterday, either Michael had left the group or was kicked out based on his response, because all the responses had been cleared off where he attacked not only me, but another guy who disagreed with what he says. So, folks, when you are defending your beliefs, be ready for the attacks and fallacies of others who will try to dilute, take everything you say and ill-rationalize it. But, folks, remember, as long as you have God and the truth on your side, you will always be the victor. But, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get to the results of this past Tuesday's election and look at the delegate count and the upcoming elections. We'll be back after this quick break, folks. See you on the other side. Welcome back, folks. And in this last 10-minute show, we're going to look at the results from this past Tuesday's primaries and caucuses on the Republican-Democrat side and also the new delegate count. And we will also be looking at the upcoming primaries and caucuses until our next show. And I will cover results then for them primaries. But we're going to get started with the biggest news out of it. Well, I'll leave that to after we go over the results. In Florida, we had Clinton win in Florida with a 56.5. Start in Ohio with Hillary taking 56.5, 93 delegates to Sanders 42.763 delegates. And on the Republican side, Kasich won his home state with 46.8% as the winner take all, so he got all 66 delegates. With Trump taking second, 35.6, Cruz at 13.1, and Rubio at 2.9. Now, to hit something real quick on that, there is been issues of voter fraud in Ohio, and they're looking to be brought up. I do not know on who the voter fraud was. As more details come out, I will bring them forth. Now, we go to Florida. On the Democrat side, Clinton took all of them. Florida, Illinois, Missouri, which was a close one, North Carolina. But in Florida, Clinton 64.4, 151 delegates to Sanders, 33% of the vote with 67 delegates. Illinois, Clinton took 50.5, 93% to Sanders, 48.7, 70 delegates. In Missouri, this was not called until Thursday. Clinton took 49.6, Sanders took 49.4, 34 delegates to Sanders, Clinton 46. Shouldn't be that much of a discrepancy. There's 82 delegates there. It should have been split 41 or 42 Clinton, 42 or 40 Sanders. North Carolina, Clinton swept North Carolina, 54.6, 67 delegates. To Sanders, 40.8% to 46 delegates. Now we'll head over. I've already considered the Ohio Republican side. In the North Meridian Island GOP caucus, Trump took all 9 winner-take-all delegates. In Florida, and this was an embarrassment to Rubio, and Cruz and Kasich, Trump took 45.7%, all 99 delegates, Rubio 27%, which Trump almost doubled him, Cruz 17.1, Kasich 6.8. After the Florida primary had closed, Rubio announced he dropped out. Bye-bye, little Marco, see you on the funny papers. In Illinois, Trump took 38.8, 53 delegates. Cruz took 30.3, 9 delegates. Kasich took 19.7, 5 delegates. Rubio, 8.7. In Missouri, Trump took 48.9, 25 delegates. Cruz, 40.7, 5 delegates. Kasich, 9.9, Rubio, 6.1. And in my home state of North Carolina, Trump took 40.2, 29 delegates. Cruz, 36.8, 27 delegates. Me, I don't agree with that many delegates, but Cruz should have got, the winner should have got more, but to each their own. I'm not in the North Carolina GOP voting delegates and rules committee. Kasich, 12.7, 9 delegates. Rubio, 7.7, 6 delegates. Now, with Rubio dropping out, and also with Ben Carson dropping out, I believe their delegates should go to the second place in the state they won. In Carson's case, he never won a state, so his delegates should go to the winner of that state. In Rubio's case, where he did win some states, his delegate should go to whoever finished second behind him. But as of right now, the delegate count is as follows, starting with the Democratic side, Hillary has 1,139 with 467 superdelegates, and Sanders has 825 with 26 superdelegates, which this clearly shows Hillary has most 1,600 delegates to Sanders' 851. That just shows that, and you need 2,383. The Democratic nomination has been handed to Hillary. So, there you go. On the Republican side, this is where it gets interesting. As of today, Trump has 673 delegates of the 1,237 he needs to get the nomination. Cruz has 411. Rubio, which has dropped out, has 169. Kasich, 143. Trump just needs less than 600 delegates to win. I was watching listening to another podcast that was talking about this. In the remaining primaries, Trump just has to get 64% of the remaining delegates to win. Kasich has got to get 112, which is possible. Cruz has to get 90-some percent. But looking at the primary schedule coming up, we have on this coming Tuesday, Republican American Samoa Caucus with 9 delegates. Arizona has 85 on the Democratic side. 58 on Republican, that's the winner take all. And on Tuesday, you have the Iowa Democratic Caucus, 27 to the winner. Next, also Tuesday, you have Utah with 37 to the Democratic, 40 to the Republican, which they are all divided out amongst the winner. Next Saturday, you have the Alaska Caucus, Democratic Caucus, 20 delegates. Hawaii Caucus, Democratic, 34 delegates. Washington Democratic Caucus with 118. And that's the end of the for that week, the end of the things. Then you'll have the April the 5th, which will continue the first Sunday in April. You'll have Wisconsin, winner take all, 96 Democrat, 42 Republican, winner take all. And then April the 9th, you'll have the Wyoming Democrat Caucus with 18. So, folks, we'll cover all that week after next. Because more than likely, I will not have a show next week with it being Easter. Actually, I will not be having a show next Sunday due to it being Easter. And I will not be having a show at all next week. So just look on the blog talk site or my website for the link to the radio show to make sure. So, folks, have a good Easter. We will be back with you after the Easter holiday. And remember, the reason why for Easter is where our Lord and Savior was brought back. Died on the cross to forgive our sins. But, folks, we will see you next week. And remember, for taking a stand for the Constitution and the Christian, you will be attacked by the liberal side. You have to be ready, and with God on your side and truth on your side, you know you're going to win. But be ready to defend your beliefs. Be ready to defend against all attacks from them. But we will see y'all next week. Week after next, the first Sunday in April, for another edition of Team Liberty Radio. This is your host, Shane LaCroix, saying God bless.